record because we can't hear him, and that's how he likes it. And here comes the music.
There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hidden in the shadow undercover at night. And I'm a bad motherfucker, I'm doing tights. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. And I'm the arms of the world, trying to throw. And if you want to step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
Welcome to From the Helicarrier, number one news source for Marvel Avengers Alliance. I am Epic Boss McFall. And in, you know, in memoriam of Soapbox Klotz, I got it right again today.
Of course, the soapbox just sits there empty, at least until breaking the panel.
Yes, we'll talk about that in just a second. But that golden voice that you hear, Golden Age Ibbot, with some headlines.
Yes. All right, so lots of stuff to talk about on today's show. PvP Season 27 arrives and brings a giant smelly reptile and a mustachioed hunter. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about spec ops. How are we doing? How are we doing with our spec ops? Winter Soldier, we're going to have a lockbox opening live. Somebody, one of the two of us has 132 lockboxes. They're going to open them live right here on the show. We're going to see what we get out of them. Marvel Avengers Academy, we're going to talk about that, as well as MAA2, just because, you know, there's other games out there that have Captain America in them, and we need to talk about them all. But before we get to that, Charles, what's on sale? What can people buy with their hard-earned gold purchased gold sale money?
Well, since you mentioned it, there was a gold sale this weekend that
you could get
a 1990s pager with it, and that was so cool. And if they'd put that on sale a month later, I totally would have dropped $50 to get it.
It looks like a pretty cool weapon, and I say that because I bought it and I haven't used it.
But that's cool. So the idea of the weapon, you can give me the name on it when you have that.
Yeah, it's the Hyra Hero.
Okay. So it is a pager.
It's Hero for Hire. It's really a pager. Yeah.
And it's so cool. And I looked at it, man. It's got five or six multifunctions. What it is, you call in one of the heroes for hire. Right, and they come and do their thing, and they put on buffs or debuffs, or similar to what they did with Black Bolt, and he could call in randomly. He could call in any of the Inhumans that are in the game, and they would do certain things specifically. I know you can call in Misty Knight. You can call in
It's like your summon
wing, those kind of things.
Like Constrictor has, like Black Bolt has, where they pop in, do their business, and leave.
Yes.
Just like a typical hero.
I'm left here with the cleanup, damn it. So that seemed to be a worthy prize for a $50 drop. The last couple of weapons apparently have been worthy of $50 drops. I just, I'm not a gold wallet warrior like Ibbot is. I'm sorry. No. That's
filthy
not a
good wallet warrior. Yeah.
No, see, here's the thing. There is a division, is what I'm trying to say. There's a division in the community of people who play free, and that's their pride and joy. I'm a free player no matter what. And there's people who have no problems buying their way to win. And somewhere in the middle are people like myself and Ibbot. It's like, I like to play free, but if I have a little money, I have no problems giving it to the developers and getting something cool. But right. It does seem like Playdom has kind of taken a spike and hammered it into that division to make it a bigger crap, because now they're giving really good weapons.
When you describe it like, you know, like those are the two options, I don't, you know, when I spend money in the game, it's not to bypass certain aspects of it, right?
True.
It's like, I don't say, well, I'm just going to pay $50 so I don't have to do all the steps in spec ops. I love doing the steps in spec ops.
Yeah.
What I, you know, primarily use gold for are buying the weapons you can only get with gold, like the ones you get with the gold sale. And also, every once in a while, if I don't really want to go farming, then okay, maybe that's it. Maybe that is kind of the division right there. Go farming for those whatever pieces they have in every spec ops that you need to farm to be able to craft the 64 gold weapon. It's like, yeah, all right, it's worth my time. You know, it's not like I'm getting something for free. I'm getting something for the amount of time that I would spend in game that I could be doing something else, like doing PvP or doing simulations or things like that. So, it's I don't feel like, it's something I need to justify. The folks out there who do get gold, understand it as well. And those who don't, they say, yeah, I mean, yeah. If I had the money to do it, if I felt like I cared about this game enough, $50 yeah. or whatever, then I'd do it. But yeah.
And part of it might be to reassure people or at least keep interest in the game. Like, hey, it's not fading. Cause there's a lot of, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but there is a thought process out there that with MAA2 on the edge of launching worldwide, mm-hmm. that this game is going to go away. And I think part of it might be them saying, no, this is still a game. We're still, they're working on it.
And being a player of both, and enjoying both and actually having both up on my screen right now, two different screens in front of me. The complexity, it's really like night and day. It's like comparing, what's it like comparing? It's like comparing
GoldenEye to Halo. Yeah, they're still first person shooters, but that's the end of the comparison, right?
Wow. Okay.
Too much?
It might be too much. I was thinking like a Tesla to a Segway. They're both going to get you around. You've got three buttons on the Segway.
Yeah.
Forward, back, left, right, whatever. Whereas the Tesla, you're going to have a lot more complexity, a lot more depth, and it'll get you further. But, sometimes what you need is a game you can play sitting on the toilet. And NBA 2 is that game you can play sitting on the toilet.
There you go. That's a great – they're gonna put that in the release that's quotes. Be, you right. know, Game Informer,
Marvel,
5 stars.
Avengers Alliance 2, sometimes you just need a game you can play on the toilet.
Exactly. You know, they'll do the ads where it says Game Informer, 5 stars. Game Pro, 3 star. And a quote, breaking the panel. Sometimes you just need a game to play on the toilet.
Perfect. Yeah. Love it.
So, although it said here, you know, we'll attribute it to Giant Size Team Up. Or
from the helicarrier, whatever. Yeah, GSTO.
So, okay. So, so going back to, yes, he's right. I said that in a way to get some responses, of course. It's good business that if you want people to spend more money, give them something worth getting. You know, that's good business. Yeah. And I'm a little jealous. That's all. I got to a point in this past year where, like, I really shouldn't be participating in the gold sales. I need my finances to go elsewhere in my life right now. And that's when they started dropping in the good weapons. I'm like, you people. Because when I did spend $50, the weapon I got was, it's okay. I got get the Hunter one. I forget. Some big rifle. And I got
Game Hunter or something.
Yeah. And it's fine. It's a fine weapon, but it's not a meta breaker. But some of these, like the lamppost and, you know, now the pager, that seems really cool. And it seems like a great weapon.
Munin's Eye, I think, was a gold seal weapon.
Yeah, I think you're right. Correctly.
Yep. And you see that one still being used all the time. The, I guess Hadron Collider was just a gold purchase. It wasn't like a gold seal weapon.
There was a similar one. It might not have been the collider, but there was one in the gold sale.
Yes. That that's right. And what was that? That was another one that I used for quite
a
while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's, you know, there's benefits to each side. I don't at all fault anybody for playing the game for free. And I think that that if you've got the patience to do so and you can save your money and spend it elsewhere, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that at all.
And then when the game shuts down in 10 years, we'll blame you.
Yep. So sure.
Sales are of course Big Brother for 64 gold. Now we've got the new PvP items. We've got the Voodoo Elixir, which is your balance 21,306 on both offense and defense. We've got Hunter's Vest, which is the defensive skew to 28,000, and Toxic Darts, which is the offensive skew to 28,000. Which again, you don't need to get the bonus items. I think they can help you, but we've established, and I say in the past, because we all walked away from buying these items, all being Klotz, Ibbit, King, myself, basically anybody giving advice on the game, has said, don't spend your gold on these items, because as soon as PvP starts, oh look, 50% off kimonos.
Exactly, right.
Which are great. I mean, these are great bonuses, and you'll get them in your daily spin as well, and that's all I've ever done for the last four seasons, I think, PvP seasons, mm-hmm. has been whatever I get in my spins, whatever I win in opening the lot boxes. If it's better than what I have, I start putting things on. I still have spider stuff that's really good in my PvP items. Mm-hmm. Why did they change it from armory? Was a great term. I don't know why they changed it from armory. I liked armory.
But yeah, the items. Well, it was, it always said items in that window, though, didn't it?
I don't remember. I just remember on the front it said armory, and I thought it was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So you got the kimono, you've got the black belt, and you've got the Saya, but all 50% off if you buy them with gold in a bundle. You get six of them for half price.
Exactly. Or last season's wear.
Yeah. I was a little surprised that PvP dropped when it did because we waited so long for Spec Ops to drop. From the end of PvP. You know, we went 2 weeks with nothing, and then Spec Ops dropped.
Right, and usually, you know, it's getting close to the end of Spec Ops that you get PvP.
Right.
You know, there's that bigger gap overlap, isn't there? Or maybe not.
Well, it varies. There was definitely a time in early history of the game, and then they came back to it in recent history of you get to the last week or less, and then the next thing drops. So you're in the last mm-hmm. week or less of PvP, Spec Ops dropped. And then vice versa, if PvP went away, you play Spec Ops. It's typically a 30-day-ish range. And then in the last week, here comes PvP again. And it gives you that nice up and down. What may have happened is they might have had some glitches preparing Spec Ops and just had to push it a week or two, and which would kind of put PvP right back on schedule. I don't know. See, that's the thing. It's hard to predict, too, so I just quit tracking it.
Right. Right. Oh, wow. The Hero for Hire, by the way?
Yes.
It's a quick action. So
you
get Colleen Wing drops in there, and then or Jessica Jones comes in, drops a bus on Zax, and then takes off, and then you get another turn where you can use your Relentless Rapier or whatever.
Nice.
I'm liking it.
So that's sales. Yet again, nobody's telling me that they're a Spartan. So you know what? Guys or girls, ladies, gentlemen, everybody
who plays agents,
trolls, let us know when you hit 300 and we'll give you a shout out. You know, we like hearing about the successes. We like hearing about honestly, I do like hearing in the chat room and in the Agents Only Lounge through Patreon of those who are going, I'm at 250 to 300 and it's tough, and we can encourage you. We can look forward to when you hit 300, help you out there. And when you hit 300, everybody throws a party and it's awesome. You know,
right.
You're not invited because you just made it to 300. So, you know,
by the way, I said it's a quick action. It's a free action, not a quick action.
Oh, so you can still use it as a quick action, even if you get, exhausted. You get exhausted and changes.
Right. So, yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Man, that's
nice.
At least on the surface, it's a good weapon. So
it's fun to say that. All right. Moving on past Spartans. Let's, I guess that was the first thing in the current events. Yeah. So hire a hero. That's the business.
We spoiled that a little bit. Well, there you go.
All right. Let's talk about PvP season 27. So, this time around, the winnable character is, Kraven the Hunter. Yeah. It's interesting. We're getting two of the Sinister Six, or at least one iteration of the Sinister Six. With this PvP, the lock boxes get you the lizard. And since you've already got the Sandman, presumably, then you can have half of the Sinister Six right there. No word on Mysterio. Still holding out for Mysterio.
He's your Winter Soldier, isn't he?
He is my Winter Soldier. He's like one of my favorite villains, Marvel villains of all time. If I were ever to work on cosplaying, building a cosplay costume, it would be for Mysterio. Oh, this is great. I'm just going down the line now. Misty Knight's coming into this battle. This is great.
Oh, man. And we've stopped doing the actual, because it took up too much bandwidth. It took up too much of demand of how to do the broadcast. It drug the show down. But we used to have a window where you could watch Ibit play, which is probably good that's not there, because right now we'd all be I'd just be staring to watch this stuff come in because I didn't
get apologize for that. But yeah, so PvP 27, so far kind of seen, you know, same old, right? Like the meta seems to be following suit with what we've seen before, Null and Kurth. Since the changes, we're not seeing as many, Amazing Spider-Girl and Emma Frosts. Still getting the frequent Red Hulk and Pestilence Beast. That's coming up quite a bit.
I'm playing slowly because I've been working on other aspects of the game. Finishing Spec Ops, which we'll talk about in a minute, blah, blah, blah. So I've been playing my five and getting out. So I'm still just Gold League. Mm-hmm. I'm actually coming up with some interesting teams. You know, I'm not hitting those standard metas. I'm against Classic Scarlet Witch and Rescue right now.
Okay, so like some of the older things we've seen, and probably people, you know, in those earlier levels, maybe who don't have all of the new, all the new hotness. Yeah, Pestilence Beast Enchantress, been seeing that a lot. But yeah, you do every once in a while run into the Cyclops Captain America.
yeah. I said the big O because they snuck in a nerf that totally threw off my defense. Emma Frost now sucks.
Yeah. She's so might as well really take her cool. off
my defense.
Yeah, it's too bad because that was such a great pre-counter that basically would
and I beat her. I went up against it and I beat her. And you freaking drop an EISO for anybody to use that says you're not immune, but you're strong resistance against mind control, and it specifically says and mental anguish.
Right.
And then you go and nerf her so I can't even use it anyway.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
You know, Nikolai made us an artwork about, and the artwork is simply for this show. Literally the word balance and the definition of balance and what it means. Because the taking away of what makes people strong is not balance. It just throws the meta off, and we have to find something else. And more than likely, we're gonna land on somebody else who's maybe overly strong or stronger than other people or works better in the meta. And therefore, now you're going to nerf that. I mean, why don't we strengthen? The EISO was perfect balance to her. You fight a lot of Emma Frost? Farm it. No, it's not guaranteed. You know what? If you want to make it more balanced, after Spec Ops ends, drop it in the store for gold.
Right.
Okay. Right. Yeah, we didn't farm it for free, but it's going to cost you something that hurts a little bit. Gold. You know? Do that. That's balance.
That's right? That's a way better way to handle the situation. Yep. Anyway.
Enough of that. Okay.
So yeah. Anything else with PvP 27? I mean, there's nothing else new to talk about this, unless we want to talk about the rewards for this one around.
Let's run the rewards down, because I want to say why you pulled that screen up. The suit from the last one, the infiltrator suit. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's great balance to what infiltrators are typically in the past, very weak and very, you just don't want to play as an infiltrator, right? The new suit, it has deflect on it, high chance to negate single target gun or ranged attacks.
Right.
Chance to reflect. That's the sword that does that. Sorry. The sword that came from it, the dark energy sword. Okay. That was one of the past rewards. I'm also using that in PvP. So that gives me the deflect, gives me dominate the weak. The radiation suit, immune to harmful radiation effects, which is great because we're in a Spec Ops right now that all the weapons are radiation. A lot of the EISO and AISO are radiation. So great balance there. Powered inside, when attacked or interrupting, I have a chance to gain an extra turn. And there's one more I'm just not seeing on my screen that basically I take reduced damage. That has helped greatly. This suit, which was the Vibranium reward in the last season, best suit ever for me. I'm really, really enjoying it. I mean, everybody has their own favorite suit. So maybe I should say that favorite suit so far that they've built. So I'm very eager to see what this next suit is going to do and how, and I think it's a scrapper one.
It is a scrapper one. Yeah, it's got a Faraday suit, so it's immune to harmful electric effects. Applies static charge on single target attacks. It's got shock gloves. So your single target attacks guaranteed to critically hit. Unarmed attacks gain shocking, and melee attacks gain charged attack triggering static shock. So that's kind of the equivalent of what bleeding and hemorrhage, right? Where your static shock is a debuff that charged attack will all of a sudden trigger. The weapon's actually pretty nice too. It's the Grim Hunter. I want to pull up the whole thing because this is one of those things where it does so many things.
Yeah.
that just drifts right off the page. But it is a single target. Oh, they don't have the Grim Hunter on
the wiki yet.
Oh, no. That's a bummer.
All right, Pot Kettle Black, you're slacking. Calling you out, man.
Well, I don't know if he doesn't do all this stuff.
Yeah, he does. He's a man. He does everything.
He does everything? Okay. Yeah, the Grim. Oh, they've got it in there as the Grim Rifle.
Okay.
But it's really the Grim Hunter. But what we can see of the Grim Hunter is that it is a single target weapon, a ranged gun. It's a bio gun, which is interesting.
Oh, I thought they wrote like a backstory for the gun when you said bio. I was like, really? They wasted time on writing a story about it?
Okay. No, it's, you know, basically this means you can't use it against mechanical targets, which is interesting. It gives you hunter senses, takes 10% less damage for each application of bleeding and poison on the attacker. It's got contagion, which causes poison and spreads to nearby enemies with bleeding, applies slow to targets with poison, applies dizzy to targets with slow. So it builds up, you know, basically you cause poison and then you increase that to slowed and then you increase that to dizzy after the third attack.
And that spreading thing with bleeding.
Yeah.
They haven't done that in a while. And I remember when some weapons first came out along those lines and you're like, what does that mean? Spreading. And then you see the effect like, oh crap,
right.
Get bleeding off of me. Or in this case, it'd be get bleeding off of me now, because yeah, you might be so tough. You can bleed out while you're fighting. It won't affect you, mm-hmm. but it will now because it'll get you with the, spread. That's, I like it.
Right. Now, here's something that's interesting. This one, this weapon, in addition to, you know, some other effects like I mentioned dizzy, poison, and slowed, but it also does nanoplague and also has something called knockout gas, which we've seen on Viper before. But basically, the tooltip says stunned until hit by any action. So
as long as you don't hit them, they stay stunned?
That's what I'm guessing, right? That if, you know, you could keep them stunned indefinitely.
I hear the nerf crows now. Nerf, nerf, nerf.
Right. Nerf. I'm not sure, you know, exactly how that works, but based on the tooltip, stunned until hit by any action. So it doesn't seem like it's a debuff the last two rounds. So really it's just going to go, you know, it'll be stunned until hit by any action or two rounds, whichever comes first.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So not indefinitely, but two rounds.
So still, that's a long time to be
It stuck. Could be a long time, yeah, especially now, if you're doing a focus fire. It's kind of like you know, what you do with Invisible Woman, where you keep somebody caged for a few turns while you go work on somebody else.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
This thing does have, as people are pointing out, a four-round cooldown.
Well, if you make it four rounds, you need the knockout gas. You know, it's like, God, they stop hitting me. You know what? This may be yet another way to balance the meta. If you have a very strong team that's lasting, but you know, we've all gotten into those situations where you're just not going to beat the other person. Either they keep healing themselves and you don't have to spare, or you know, something like that. This is a nice balance because it gives you so many things. And if you get to that fourth round where you can win, but you can't make up that ground that keeps getting healed or whatever the situation is, that will change that, right? You'll throw in the knockout gas, knock them out, then damage whoever you need to damage in the process.
Hopefully. Right.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when it's in action. What do you think about Kraven as the
It's interesting hero? Fun to see. Exactly. It's like interesting to see us get a lockbox character as a PvP.
Yeah. Well, they did specifically say it's supposed to be Hellcat.
Right, exactly. Patsy Hellcat wasn't ready. Walker. They had to pull in Kraven. It's funny they didn't have anybody else on deck, but that's all right. Yeah, we'll take it for sure.
Well, maybe I'll take it 90 days from end of tournament. I don't know. I'm going to put some effort in this time, people. I'm going to put some effort in.
Right. Oh, yeah. We got to get this time. So here's your... So basically, he's got a passive called Sinister Six. Where is it? Right here. Sinister Six. So other former Sinister Six members gain targeted on single target attacks. So obviously that includes Lizard, that includes Sandman. Boomerang was a member of Sinister Six, so he's part of this. Anti-Venom, as Venom, was part of the Sinister Six. And Superior Spider-Man, because he was Dr. Octopus.
You said Anti-Venom as Venom?
Yeah, so Anti-Venom.
So he was Venom at some point?
Yeah, Anti-Venom was the dude inside the symbiote for Anti-Venom is the guy whose name, Eddie Brock.
Eddie Brock became Anti-Venom.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, see, right, I know now, Eddie Brock. I know that name. So, right. Okay.
Because the current Venom
is Agent somebody or other. He's not Agent Venom. Well, in our game.
No.
Venom. You're not
talking about. Because there's Agent Venom. Right. There's Agent. In comics, the current Venom is Cassidy, is Scorpion, former Scorpion.
Okay.
So that's why. So it's basically Eddie Brock is Anti-Venom. So you get the bonus with him, and then Superior Spider-Man, because it's really Dr. Octopus. Right, you get him in there as well. So you technically got a Sinister Six in game. Once you get Kraven and Lizard, that are going to be beneficial by this, but no, you know, no Mysterio, no Shocker, no Electro, but who knows, might be getting those guys down the line.
Yeah.
Green Goblin, I could see as a, as a potential,
Gargan is Venom.
Gargan, Mac Gargan was, what's his name? Scorpion.
Current Venom's Flash Thompson. Holy crap, there's too many Venoms out there. No, I just don't care.
There's Agent Venom, which is Flash Thompson. And then there's Venom Venom, which is Mac Gargan.
And then there's Almost Venom, which is Carnage. No.
Carl Cassidy? No, what was his name? That's who Carnage is. What the heck is that guy's name? Cassidy.
Butch Cassidy?
Yeah, it's not Butch Cassidy.
Mama Cassidy?
No. Anyway.
Anyways, that's Filthy Casual. Here's my card. Now I can check out. Thanks.
There you go.
What about Reptile? Not Reptile. Lizard.
Cletus Cassidy. Thank you.
Oh, actually, okay. So I know that name too. Cletus. Yeah.
That's the slack-jawed yokel.
So I'm enough of a filthy casual to not be able to pull out this trivia, but I do recognize the stuff that you're talking about.
Right.
So the way this lizard plays in the game, mm-hmm. as far as the enemy, I'm not that stoked about. I'm very stoked about Winter Soldier, which we're going to get to here in a second. Mm-hmm. I'm not that stoked about Lizard, but you know what? Free lockboxes are free lockboxes, and free heroes are free heroes. And they snuck a lockbox mission in on me because I'm sitting there playing PvP and went, bling, you get lot bosses because you completed 30 PvP battles. Like, mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah. I meant to do that. Sure. Yeah. That.
Right. So there are weekly quests for big batches of lock boxes. 30, I guess.
I think it's at 30. It could have been 20, but yeah, still big batches of it. Yeah.
Right. Actually, I can tell you.
I like big batches. I cannot lie.
Yes, it is 30 lock boxes for solving a weekly quest, and then of course you get five per day for completing all of your PvP battles, and a chance to roll another one in the roulette. So, so far I've got 45 of these because I did miss a day of PvP.
Oh, bad. I know. Bad
slap it. My wrists, but we'll see.
Yeah.
See how much of a problem it really is.
It shouldn't be. I mean, I think I'm up to 52, 50 something, not much, mm-hmm. much more. Mm-hmm. And they're going to drop, you know, another, at least we know in the patterns, at least 3 weeks of a weekly lockbox commission, which gives you the batch. And then we know PvP is 30-ish days. And mm-hmm. if you get all, it's 150 lockboxes, essentially, if you hit all every day.
Actually, and here we go. Smurf Bunny and MA Clairvoyant. Have clarified that the first 2 weeks of quests are for 30 lockboxes, and then the last one, fight 25 PvP battles, win 40 reptilian lockboxes. So a total of 100 you can get just from doing quests alone, and of course, doing your PvP matches.
And then, of
gets
course,
you 5 a day. So
then, of course, there's the gold sales that you'll have to purchase, so you can buy the rest of the lockboxes you need to fill.
Listen,
the
if you do your quests and you do your 5 a day, that's 25 days times 5 is 125, plus another 100, 225 lizard lockboxes should be enough to recruit the character and even give you like a couple days of padding.
I'll agree with should, and I'll agree with the padding. I think it'll be fine, but we've done the full math on this before, and it's over 300 if you have to fill every single spot on the bar, which I haven't done. We're gonna talk about, we're about to get into lockboxes here in a second, but we're talking about Spec Ops. I recruited She-Hulk, Red She-Hulk, and I've immediately put her on her flight deck because I'm working on other things. So I got her leveling on the flight deck. I'm using my simulator to prop up my PvP team training there. How about you? Did you finish the main part of Spec Ops?
Yes. Yeah. So I've got Red She-Hulk and doing pretty much the same thing you are. I've got her leveling on the flight deck, probably just until I get her to her level 9. And then I'll start working her through the simulator. But right now, simulators are going for my 14s and 15s, and then making sure that you know my training bays are usually full. So,
yeah,
that's the key right now.
Yeah, but I am excited. I did finally get enough gold. I won gold and something. I forget. I got 10. I spun 10 gold and bought the last freaking set of Howard the Duck boxes. I now have that little flightless bird. And so far, I played him through for the first two levels just because I was doing other things. Why not? And I threw him in there. And it was fun. He is fun. And I heard once I get into level 9, he's going to be a blast, much like Deadpool.
Right.
You get into level 9, he just a whole new world.
I love it. Once you get Colleen Wing, he's supposed to be even better, too.
Yeah, so. There's that. I ran him with Squirrel Girl in the Her cosplay.
Right.
And people do attack. There's a lot. There's a lot of great attacks with him. I mean, you open up his level 2 and it's Fury's Closet. And he's got the neurotripe, which is so funny. The animation is great because your agent pulls out the neurotrope, right? And bing! And everybody gets their stuff. However, the duck pulls it out, shakes it, smacks it once, and then uses it. And it's the same effect. That's what I love about it. It's a quick action. All the stuff in Furious Closet is a quick action. Or no, I'm sorry. That's a lie. Maybe it's not. I don't remember. I know that's a quick action, so it doesn't matter. So I can take the neurotrope out of my armory if I'm with him. And put something else in. And so then with the neurotrope, you have everybody has combat awareness for 2 rounds.
Right.
And then with Squirrel Girl and her cosplay, they all have that ability to jump in and help with other people's attacks. Anyway, it definitely makes it interesting. He's definitely worth playing with. And played him, baby. It took way too long to open those lock boxes. I had to fill all of 6, 7, and 8 to get him.
Really?
Yeah, it became a drag, but you know, it's one of those things. Once I got past it, I was happy. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Let me make sure I'm not skipping something here. So Spec Ops. Yeah, we're all good. We're farming. We're getting some AISOs, some EISOs, some weapons.
I've just gotten all three missions to 4 stars. So opened up the chance to start crafting the Big Brother, which is the gold sale item. I think I've got 16 of the 24, so I don't think I'm going to need to spend gold on doing that, because I'm going to do a couple more run-throughs of mission 2, which is the epic boss mission, which has a few characters, and of course you got the roulette to spin for the epic boss, which has some goodies in it, as well as the boss. So, you know, it's probably your richest mission as far as like getting weapons, getting EISOs, getting AISOs, and getting, of course, the Epic Boss weapon if you still need that.
So, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's where I focus farming as well right now.
Right.
Now, if I get the Epic Boss weapon, I probably will try for the other side things, you know, the little side weapons. But yeah, that's the fun. I only have like 8 radiation pill bottles or something, ridiculously low, but then maybe I'm not farming as much as I think I am. I feel like I am, and I was very surprised to see how low. I'm crossing my fingers that it's not the bug that we had many moons ago.
Oh, right, where they were dropping it all?
Yeah. No, not that, where that was the case. But no, people would get, I forget what it is, but you get whatever item it is to farm, and they'd have 100 of them. Or maybe, okay, no, 100 is too high. They'd have like 60. And then they log in the next day, they'd have 20. They just disappear on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen. Yeah. But
I haven't seen that here at all, but that was a long time ago. We covered it on the show. Is whatever. So while you get ready to open your Lot Boxes Live, here's a theory I have on it. Because I went ahead and opened mine. I had 80 something. You know, no, I had 70. I had 70. I was like, why not? I'm just going to go ahead and start opening them to try it out differently. because it's way too long.
You never open until you have at least 80.
I know.
And here's what if you go on a 7 streak? You're going to be like, oh, crap, I can't do those last 10.
No, I thought about that as I was opening them. But I was already committed. I committed to the cause. I was going to go with it. Because you're absolutely right. Hey, but the stories just got to me. People were talking about like eight opens, 8 covers. 9 opens, 1 duplicate, 8 covers. You know, right. I'm hearing these stories. But then I also slowly but surely after I started opening them, started hearing the, holy crap, why is it taking forever to get him? My experience was 7 opens, 6 covers. That's really good. And then as I got 10, I started opening them. And I just recruited Winter Soldier today. And it took, I don't ever count how many opens I do, but I can tell you, I got 1 duplicate and 6 covers. So I did 7 open, 6 covers. So there's 1 duplicate there. But then on the 7th bar, I had to fill up halfway. About 4 covers in, I got a new one. And got that one out of the way. 8th bar, I had to fill all of it. All the way up.
Wow. But jeez.
Not as bad as Howard the Duck, but it's still reasonable. Because I'm still fighting Lot Box bosses, and I'm opening. You know, I got him just now, and I'm going to go level him, and it's going to be fun. But he's a powerhouse. Everybody's reporting he's such a powerhouse in PvP. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I can't wait. All right, opening the first set of 10. Pretty sure we're going to get a brand new cover. But, you know.
if I get a duplicate on the first 10 boxes. Duplicate? What?
Right. All right. So, yes, we get Captain America. Oh, no, what is it? Yeah, one Captain America something or other. Just glancing through here, a few ISO 8s, and that's about it. No weapons or anything. All right, opening the second one here.
And that's the key, too, people. Look at the bonus stuff you get, because you can get some good weapons and good ISO and stuff there.
Duplicate in the very second. The very second opening. Oh my God. All right. Well, so there we go. We've opened 20 and we gotten 1 cover so far. Let's see what we get here in number 30. We're in the 30. All right. So another new cover. Good. And what's that? The Saya Blade. So this is a PvP item. S-A-Y. Oh, this was from the Colleen Wing PvP. This is one of the armory items. So it's the high.
Oh, so it's the last season one. So that's good. Right.
Yep, exactly. All right. Opening another 10. And I guess I can click to bypass that, by the way. I don't know why I didn't think about that. Another new cover and some nice reactive ISOs, as well as the mine launcher. This is the weapon.
Oh, so yes, yes. I got it. The magnetized mine that you could shoot out.
Exactly. Yeah. Detonates if any offensive action is taken, blah, blah, blah. So, interesting. Just looking through that really quick. Okay, cool. All right. So, what are we at? We're at 30. We're at 3 new covers. Let's make it 4. Another new cover. Nice. Some ISOs and stuff.
Come on, man. Get it today.
4 down, 4 to go. Let's see where we go from here. Something else. Oh, black belt. So another new weapon, or another new armory item, and another new cover. So we are 5 covers for 6 opens. Opening another 10 here. We are still 5 covers for 7 opens. Nothing new in that one. Another duplicate. So we are 5 covers for 8 opens. 5 covers, 3 dupes. Or 4 dupes. 4 dupes?
I've lost count already.
I've lost count already, too. Another duplicate. Crap. We are filling up bonus bar number 6 or number 6 here. The perforator. Who gives a crap about the perforator?
Yeah. That was a weak gun.
Yep. All right, next open. Oh, yeah, I recognize that big red star on that cover. That's another duplicate. So we are going to fill up. Looks like we are going to fill up this bonus bar. We're about to see here. Sure enough, that's another duplicate. So we filled up the sixth issue bar. So my next open is
now you're on seven, right?
This will be sixth cover.
Oh, you just filled it. So yes, and the last one guarantees you.
Exactly. That's all right. This makes up for ones that that have gone really well. So all right, so we got our sixth cover as expected. Let's see how we do with the next one. We get all right, first one is a duplicate. Oh, that's it. No. Wait, why is my
Real quick. Happy birthday, Agent Aranos.
That's it for winter. I was looking up at the numbers saying I still have 45 to open. No, I was looking at my lizard boxes. So opening up 130. So 13 opens, and I've got six covers. Still need two more to get them. That's okay.
It is good. I mean, getting
lots of Zaxes. So
thank you, everybody, too, on that front. Keep sending the Zaxes. Yeah. It's not just a great silver mine. It's great lot boxing.
Exactly.
And I'm going to keep sending them out. We have an email today to read about select all and send on the group boss. We got an answer. Well, we didn't. We had a listener get an answer from Disney.
Good. Because that's what I do. I like select all the recommendeds and send. So let's see what we find out about that, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah, it depends. For me, it depends on the situation. Like King was saying, he wasn't getting any, so make sure to go and handpick him. Mm. Once you start handpicking, you can't select all and send.
Right, of course. Of course.
So I filled in, made sure you got a number of them.
Yeah, Gary Toms, I noticed, wasn't getting them either. So one of my times, instead of doing the select all and sends, I just did names from the Agents Only Lounge.
So
all right, so that's it for Winter Soldier lockboxing. We'll keep you. We'll keep you posted, and I'm not going to do this again next week. I figure now at this point I will do 10 at a time.
Yeah.
As soon as I get 10, I'll go for it. Okay, on the other game front, let's talk about a new game that is going to be going live on Thursday if all of the talk online is correct. Marvel Avengers Academy, which we first started talking about in November, December of last year. This is made by the guys... Tiny Co., the guys that do the Family Guy Quest for Stuff mobile game.
Yeah.
And this looks like it's going to be about the same thing. You're given a plot of land, and you place your Avengers training facility, your academy buildings, and you send them on little quests to collect shards or gold or whatever, and then use those to unlock other things. And it's basically like a freemium game, like a game where you can probably pay money to get these things, or you can just, you know, wait 6 hours for this building to complete, and then you can start mining the stuff from that building. Not anything like MA Tactics or MA 2 or any of those kind of games. It's going to be basically I don't even want to compare it to Clash of Clans. It's Sims, Marvel Sims, basically.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else is like this.
Well, I mean, like you said, it's the loot.
Farmville. Perfect. Stuff. Yeah. And Bridell, you nailed it. It's basically, as he puts it, it's Avengersville.
Avengersville.
Yeah. You know, it'll be a free download. I'll try it out. We'll see if it's one I stick with. But there was a video. There is a video you can see online of actual gameplay. It's a guy who streamed about 2 hours of playtime with it. And he doesn't do the game any favors. Like, he doesn't follow the quest line at one point. So he basically gets locked out of the game for a little bit and basically is just moving around the map, clicking on random things and stuff. So it's kind of a frustrating video to watch. It's a guy who doesn't seem to really get it, but it does give you an idea of what the graphics look like and what the gameplay looks like. And, you know, you start off with Steve Rogers and Pepper Potts, and she's orientation for Avengers Academy. You also get Thor and Loki, but they're all in their teenage version. So take that for what you will. But that game, they did a big kickoff for it last week in Hollywood, and there are apparently a lot of big name voiceover talent that does work for it, that will be revealed also on Thursday.
So you might be on a non-disclosure agreement, but are you saying you make an appearance voicing over in this game? Because you're big name talent, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't. Thanks, though. No,
you
I don't.
So you're saying you passed on it? You had more important things.
Yeah,
to
I
do?
Passed on okay. it. I said no. You know, thanks, yeah. appreciate it, but no.
Can't work out. All right, that makes exactly. sense. I get you.
I'm just looking to see if anyone has leaked who the voiceover cast is. Let's see. Yeah, November we started talking about this thing. Nope. That's old. Avengers Academy, blah, 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 blah. Reveals cast. November. A lot of stuff from November and not a lot of stuff from the January reveal. So, oh, here we go. Kiernan Shipka, who the name might not be familiar, but she was Don Draper's daughter on Mad Men.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if she's part of the, like, does voice work for the game, but
I hope
she
doesn't do the lisp. Because I understand the character and why it was, but it was very annoying in the show.
Yeah. let's see. Also appearing at the party in LA were Alexandria Daddario. Who is yummy. she was in that True Detective, the season with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. Oh, she's a college hottie.
She's a college hottie. Yeah, she's okay. the daughter. Yeah. In what was it? San Andreas. She was the daughter of someone else of The Rock in that. I'm just looking to see here. Colton Haynes, all of these people, just supposedly showed up to the thing, but doesn't say whether or not they do voices in the game. So. Mm.
All right.
Anyway.
I had a quick, had no idea. Somehow it totally missed the radar for me, but Lego just released a new game and it's Lego Avengers. And it's the first two Avengers movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not sure what else is peppered in there, but I went to YouTube immediately because I saw an ad. There's an ad underneath my game. On some of my browsers, I have ad block and some I don't. And so normally where it says at the top, it always says Avengers 2 coming soon, Marvel Alliance 2 coming soon. But at the bottom, sometimes I'll get other Flash ads. And it said, it just shows this PS4 logo. PS4 logo. And you see little Lego Ultrons flying off. Like, what is this? And it better not be only PlayStation 2 or 4. Damn it. And I go to YouTube. And sure enough, I get to see the trailer. It looks so gorgeous.
Really?
And it's like, apparently nobody knew it was coming. So that was awesome. So I want to get it. I loved Lego Marvel. There's a Lego Marvel Heroes, which was the first one that Marvel did with Lego, and this is Lego Avengers, specifically is what it's called. And they showed specific scenes, Lego scenes, from Age of Ultron and the first movie. And I'm not sure what else they'll pull in, of course, as well. So, yeah.
Interesting. Well, that'll be a good one to watch. Be curious to see how that goes. Cool.
Yep.
All right. Moving on, let's talk really quickly about MAA2. So, the first month PvP, month long PvP, as they had in the, I want to say it's a beta test, even though they're not calling it beta anywhere. It was just a limited release in Australia to begin with. But, the first PvP tournament ended, with Angela as the second highest prize. The top prize is, a 3-star ability for her. And I assume you got Angela in a 3-star ability. Good.
Yeah.
And what do you think? Have you gotten a chance to play with her at all?
I saddled her up. Okay. That sounds bad. I
put her through her paces right away.
Everything I can think of to say, I put her on the team and took the team out for an adventure. Yes, immediately. And what was interesting, I don't know if it's a glitch because it's still in beta. Immediately, all three skills were opened at level one star, which I thought was interesting. So I put the 3-star power in there because it's the only other one I had. And I started playing with her. I noticed that she had Overwatch, just like Hawkeye does. She has an Overwatch ability, which lets you have... You basically take a turn that's passive because you're putting Overwatch on yourself. But then anytime anybody gets attacked, you jump in with a free attack.
It's like Hawkeye has that as well.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, they work together. I specifically took them out together with Overwatches loaded in. And made sure when that opened up that I could use it. And sure enough, of course, my Hawkeye is level 29 and my Angela, I instantly had enough of the ISO Kool-Aid to level her up to past 10. So she's 12 or 14, somewhere in there, before I even took her out for an adventure. Mm-hmm. And so if Hawkeye doesn't kill them because he's level freaking 29, then she jumps in right behind him. Now, he always triggers first, maybe because in the turnaround he triggers. I will say, I don't know if you've played with her yet, and I want to hear if you did in a second, but she's slow. She is much slower than my normal teammates, and maybe it's because I've boosted them up with speed ISO. I'm not sure, maybe because they're leveled up more, but I've noticed her turn always comes last. Mm-hmm. And every round you defeat teams and start a new round, it resets that clock over. It resets the turn order.
Oh, that's frustrating. So, yeah.
Yeah. It took a little while for me to actually put her through the paces and see what she can do.
Yeah. No, I haven't. I used the stuff they give you, the ISO goo, to get her up to level 27, and haven't yet put her into my regular team because I'm going through all the heroics still. And sometimes I need to use my backup team, and I want to make sure.
Bless you.
I want to make sure that. That I know how the team plays so that I don't pull somebody in that's not going to be have any synergy with the other folks. So once I get through the current heroic mission, then I'll probably take her through some of the other ones so that I can do some farming, get to know the character and figure out if she has a place in my team, maybe replacing somebody else.
You keep her kind of leveling and see what happens because she seems like she's got a lot of potential. Of course, being lower level, even the 3-star power is not that impressive, mostly because she's playing. Well, I guess if you really think about it, it is impressive because she's playing above her level. She's only level 14, but everything I fight through is level 19 or higher, and she's mostly holding her own. So I guess it is fairly good. Now, here's the interesting thing on two sides.
Sure.
One of the rewards is these 10 red canisters, but they're special red canisters. They're PvP canisters.
Right.
I think that's what they call them special event canisters or PvP canisters.
Something like that. Yeah. They weren't the legend. I was thinking they were going to be the legendary.
I was hoping they'd be legendary.
But they're not.
But they can have anything in them. When I opened
characters, actions, crystals. Yeah.
Everything. I opened all 10, of course.
Of course.
I got 3 new actions for Angela in the opens. And then I got two duplicates of her same actions. In the So it was really cool. So now I have a pretty balanced Angela to play with.
I have a couple. It's funny because I got a couple actions in there. I actually got some crystals, but they were the first crystals you get in the game, the really cheap little chips that you get in the game.
Yes. Yes.
And, but they had new abilities. Like one of them was cheat death. So if that hero died once within a round, they'd be restored and basically come back to life. They get basically one do-over, a mulligan. Another one was,
See, I don't have that one.
No. And I haven't gotten it since. And then another one was enter the game stealthy.
Oh,
nice. So as soon as you enter into the round, you're stealthy. Now, here's the drag about those. All the ones I got were level one, those level one crystals with 4 stars, but they were the level one. Mm. And so they're very limiting as far as like doing any sort of actual other improvements other than these powers they give you. So, and I was already over 100 on my crystals. So I decided, well, I'll sell them because I know I'll just get the new ones, the better crystals with those powers
later
out of boxes later. Yeah. Still haven't gotten any of them out of out of the other containers, but I imagine we will soon, probably when the game goes live, fully live.
And man, and I'm wondering, okay, PvP is now done. We know Playdom did a server maintenance here recently, which I haven't seen any effects on or any releases on. Hey, this is what we did. So whatever you did, it worked, I guess. It's fine.
We don't see any problems because of it, so that's
exactly good. Yeah. I'm like, okay, it's been a month, maybe longer, since we've been doing the beta. How long does it take to get this put? It's been at least a month. I know I had 30 plus days left on the tournament when I got in.
Yes.
Very cool.
We got access in December. So we've had so far the entire month of January from start to finish. So, yeah, I mean, we've had it for 6 weeks, I think.
Sounds about right.
Or Australia has had it for 6 weeks.
Hey, I forget my Australian name.
Good day, mate. Yes. Yeah, put another shrimp on the Barbie.
Speaking of Australians, we haven't heard from Ancient Franck in a while. Although, I mean, he's active in the lounge and he's still around. And I like being friends with him. He just showed his wedding anniversary came up, and he had a great Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle themed video that he put out. That was great. And I thought of him the other day. It's what made me think of him. Somebody took the scene from 50 Shades of Grey and says, "You want to see my pleasure room?" And the picture attached below was basically his closet of toys, the collectibles and stuff that he has around. Nice. That's about right, Agent Falk.
That's funny. I also completed the second chapter of Heroics. So also got MODOK. Yep. 1 star, of course, but haven't really played him either yet because I know how beatable he's been in PvP. So I was much more excited about getting Electro. And I got to say, Electro and Wasp, you can pretty much dominate in the whole game. You need to have Wasp. Whatever you do, reroll or spend your
keep recruiting
until you get Wasp, because you need her for Heroics. She's basically your ultimate tank, and you've got to have her. I wouldn't be able to do the Heroics without her.
A lot of people have said that. So there's been some question too. Okay, if you sign up for the newsletter pre-release, you'll get a free Guardians coin, is what they called it. It'd be some kind of special canister or something specific, which I love that they're showing us they can code canisters to do anything they want in this game. That's
sure.
God, yeah. The future flexible. Looks so great with this, it does, the way they're building it. You get gold, you get all kinds of stuff as part of the ranking rewards, right? You get a lot of great stuff when you complete PvP. And I had over 100, shame on me. At 75, I'm opening a new yellow canister to get a new character or 3-star power or something.
Right.
And so I opened the canister today. It got Rocket, which leaves me Star-Lord is the only Guardian I don't have.
I'm in exactly the same boat. Got Groot from the canister that you get with PvP. So,
and I'm not complaining.
I now have, no. But hopefully, and Star-Lord's the one that I want. I mean, Star-Lord, put Star-Lord, Wasp, and Electro on your team in PvP,
You're done.
You can kick butt. So hopefully, I'm hoping, and I know you're hoping the same thing, that when you get this coin, that it looks and sees what Guardians you have and gives you one of the ones you don't have, as opposed to... Oh, you get a Groot. How about a consolation of 200 action points? Yeah,
which is exactly what I get. But I'm almost resigned to, okay, at this point, I'm just going to get 200 action points and be okay with it.
Yeah.
Because I'll recruit Star-Lord and it'll be fine. To that point, when people are talking about, how come I haven't got my coin yet? It does say specifically it could take up to 30 days. But here's the kicker, people. It's for the full world release. It will not come in beta. So we're going to have to wait for the full world release, in my opinion. And if it shows up before then, I'll come on air and say I was wrong. But the way I'm reading it is when it's open to the world and everybody's got it, maybe up to 30 days after that, we should all start getting the emails or however it's going to come. Well, here's your coin. Thanks for being on our newsletter list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I haven't even started sending out any newsletters or anything either. And the update messages in the game aren't new. I mean, they all mark new, and even if you read them, they don't get unmarked new. But it's still the stuff from the day one that we loaded the game. So
they're
working on updates and stuff. It's updated 2 or 3 times since we've been playing.
Just once, as far as I know. You think it's been more than that?
I thought I updated it twice. I may be incorrect. I might be incorrect because I played that and I had my Puffin Browser and I played
Future Fight. Yeah. Or no, you're not doing Future Fight, but you're doing Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest, yeah. Back into Puzzle Quest and doing that. So. Cool. Fun game. And I've talked to a few people who say, you know, it feels like it's starting over. And the only thing I can say to you guys and girls is, yeah, you do, but at the same time, it's like this fresh new world. It kept the heart of the game. We still have MAA. I don't believe it's going anywhere anytime soon. Mm-hmm. So it's still doing great content. Play on Facebook. Do that. But yeah, when you want to be on your mobile device, when you have to walk away from your computer, because yes, there are ways to play it on your mobile device, but...
That when you're forced to step away from the computer,
then you can take your tablet with you. And again, you can play them both at the same time. Many of us do that.
Yes.
And I just, alternate universes, alternate realities, man, it just feels good. I really love the fresh feeling of this game and where they can go with it. And because there are certain things you can't fix in without taking it down for a long time. You can't fix MAA1, Flash being the number one issue there.
Right.
So,
yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing what else they do with this, but we'll see. We'll keep you updated and hopefully it goes live soon.
And one last thing before we get to the king and some great emails is that guess what? We have other shows for you to listen to and a whole network.
That's right. Yes. It's the Giant Size Team Up Network, and you can go to giantsizeteamup.com to see all the shows that are part of it. But, we got panel by panel with you and George, with Charles and Uncle George. We've got breaking the panel with you, me, Klotz, a cast of other characters, Chris Wisdom jumping in on there.
Yeah.
Always changing, ever changing lineup of people in that one, which is a lot of fun. We had a great interview with one of the comic book guys. I'm sorry, one of the comic book men. Mike Zapsik. Yeah. Comic book guy is just the dude from The Simpsons. No interview with him scheduled. There's Kingfisher obviously in there. Yes. There is the remind me of that guy, the Defender, the
Blazing Defender Point.
Blazing Defender. Oh,
Blazing Defender Report with Travis Jones.
Right. And then a new show coming soon from Paul Klotz.
Yes.
So keep an eye out for that. What am I forgetting? Am I forgetting another show?
There's DC on Screen.
Oh, DC on Screen and MCU Cast. Yep. Right. Yes, of course.
Yes. So, and we're always looking for new shows. We're actually talking to somebody now who is going through the 10-week process of getting developing a whole new show for us. So that's on target as far as I know. And we're always looking for some cool stuff. But it's awesome. And Breaking the Panel is by far one of my favorite shows to do. I think I love doing this show. I love talking geek game, but especially when Brian and Klotz and I, we were the magic. I mean, you guys, I know you miss Klotz. And we were great together. And, you want to see more of that? Come listen to Breaking the Panel. It's on iTunes. It's you can download it through Stitcher. You can get it everywhere. Stitcher streaming, not downloading, but you get the point. And we talk news and headlines and all the great stuff. Still some game talk and great stuff coming up with the other universe stuff going on with DC and Vertigo and everything else. So new stuff every week, man. It's so much fun. It's so awesome. So come check us out at Breaking the Panel. Breaking the Panel on giantsizeteamup.com/breakingthepanel. Of course, you can find it on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes as well. So we wanted to make sure you guys were aware.
Yes.
Because it's awesome sauce.
By the way, one other thing, and some of the people saw this on the weekend when I was posting pictures in Facebook, but speaking of Uncle George, he and I went to Marvel Universe Live, which is a stadium event that's going around the country right now, currently in Denver, or was in Denver over the weekend, and I don't know where they're heading next, but it is a... really, I mean, the thing I can describe it as, it's like Disney on ice with Marvel characters and no ice. there's motorcycle stuff as part of this as well. So that's kind of their Disney on ice things. They've got a lot of motorcycle stunts and things like that. So Wolverine and Captain America, of course, ride motorcycles. For some reason, Bruce Banner rides around on a motorcycle. Actually, the one that surprised me was Falcon. Because he's got wings. Why is he
riding a motorcycle?
Yes. But it's a stage event, and it's really cool because it pays more fan service to comic book readers than you would expect something right now in this day and age where they're killing it in the movie theaters with all the MCU stuff. So instead of it being the Tesseract, they're all going after the Cosmic Cube. The AIM soldiers are dressed in their classic AIM outfits, the yellow, the things you see in MAA. Hydra, same thing. You're seeing Hydra outfits. You're seeing Red Skull in the classic look. Falcon is red and white. He's black, of course, but he's but his costume is red and white, classic look. So it's really, really cool. It's, you know, if you've got kids, you absolutely need to take them. Okay. If you go as a couple of adults, be prepared that you're going to be one of the 25% of people there that are adults going there without any kids. And that's what George and I were. but it's got your cross section. You've got all the Avengers characters, but you've also got Spider-Man and Wolverine, Cyclops, and Storm. So you've got across the board characters, not just Avengers. So, and that kind of helps support the whole, like, it's a Marvel Comics thing as opposed to a Marvel MCU thing. Because even Wolverine is in his classic yellow and blue outfits and it's not the Hugh Jackman Wolverine. It's not the Holly Berry Storm. It's a, you know, yeah, it's the comic book Storm. So it was a blast. George and I had a lot of fun. There's souvenirs and programs and all sorts of crap you can buy. And it's totally worth seeing. But if you've got kids, then you definitely want to go.
No Ghost Rider on a motorcycle?
No, it seemed like that would be a logical one, right? You know, throw a motorcycle in there or throw a Ghost Rider in there. I guess they didn't want to set, you know, anybody's head on fire. Although a dude walks around on fire for quite a while. They have a guy who is Killian from the Iron Man movies, Man 3. So you got, you know, a villain, Killian, who's on fire with the Extremis. So that's kind of cool.
That's really cool.
In fact. That's cool. So check that out if it comes to a theater stadium near you.
Very cool.
All right. Let's listen to some audio stuff. Give our voices a break.
I timed that perfectly, except I forget I turned down the volume, so it didn't come up.
Oh.
What is up from the Helicarrier? It's Kingfisher 745, and this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. Now, this past week has been absolutely action-packed. We had the Spec Ops, we had PvP, we even had a gold sale. And I participated in every single thing. I guess I was really feeling it. Now I know the Spec Op has been running for a little bit longer than that, but the reason why I bring that up is because in the past week we've recruited She-Hulk, Red She-Hulk that is, and we recently got her to level 9. So like I said, the next All Hail the King is going to be about her, and I'm going to work on that probably for tomorrow. At the latest it'll come Thursday. So I'm really excited to have her now, and with all of her abilities unlocked. But I'm even more excited because, also in Spec Op, we did finally get Winter Soldier. And he's currently training to level 7. So yeah, we failed on our initial lockbox opening. But then we got an influx of group bosses. Thank you, allies. And with that, we were finally able to unlock him. You know, I love him joining in on single target attacks and retaliating for your teammates. But the real fun began once we got his mines. That's going to be the focus for our usage of him, basically. He and his mines are also going to be the focus of the next All Hail the King. So we'll have a new one this Thursday, and then early next week we'll be featuring one with Winter Soldier.
Nice.
With everything going on, it's really hard to cover it all, but we'll get back on track eventually. But in that episode, we're going to focus on the magnetized aspect of Winter Soldier's mines. So we'll be trying to trigger them with his teammates, preferably Magneto and so on. So far, I've only tried him out with Mancha, and that was in the simulator, but it did work out. The only thing is, they're both infiltrators, which I don't love. However, I guess the good news is I don't really see that many scrappers in PvP right now. Now, the other good news is, besides using teammates with magnetized abilities, we can of course equip our agent with various weapons, including the detonating rifle, which I was lucky enough to win. So far in the Spec Ops, we've won a few ISO and that weapon, so we got a few more to go. and I'm really hoping I get Fixer's ISO. Now, as far as Fixer, the people who were lucky enough to win Winter Soldier way before me have already told me there's problems with using them together, and that's pretty unfortunate. I'll of course test them out myself, but it does look like they don't exactly work that great together. It kind of sounds like the old Deathlok combat data debacle. Why debuffs don't stack and work together sometimes, I have no idea. But now that you know about the video episode content, I do also want to talk a bit about the gold weapon. So I did pick it up, and like I said in a thank you video, it was mainly so I could upgrade my armory. Now as far as the gold sail weapon, or gadget, it's pretty cool. I don't think it's a must have by any means. But I admit I am having fun with those different free actions, calling in various heroes for hire. As far as free action items go, it gives you a lot of choices, and like I said, it's pretty fun, especially in PvE. My least favorite thing about it is probably that it starts cooldown, and one of my favorite things about it is going to be Luke Cage. That attack applies staggered and collapsing infrastructure, so not too bad, not too bad at all. And I also will say it's nice having some different options for free actions. There's really not that many great ones in the game. I actually hope that Season 2, Chapter 10 will add a few more, because that would be really awesome. Other than all of that, the new PvP season offers two great heroes as well, in the form of villains. Lizard looks incredibly promising, and I'm sure Kraven's going to be awesome as well. But right now, I might be more excited about Lizard. I love the fact that he can turn into a scrapper. All of his abilities seem awesome and unique. Plus, he regenerates, and that could really give an enemy team fits. So I'm looking forward to trying them out together with anyone else who may get their Sinister Six bonuses. And then, of course, their abilities have great synergy with quite a few heroes. That's in the somewhat distant future, but I'm just saying there's a lot to look forward to, and quite a bit going on right now. So I think it's a great time to be playing. I hope you're all enjoying it, but for now, thank you all for listening, and back to the hosts.
Yeah, it is a great time to be playing.
For sure.
It's a lot of great
He's stuff. Making me want Winter Soldier, dang it.
I know, right? Okay, I'm trying to get my last PvP battle done for today so I can get on to training Winter Soldier and playing with him and just cranking through those levels as fast as I can. Simulator points are very hard to come by. Unless you flat out buy them. It's like,
Or you just wait for them to restock. But yeah, I mean, your hope is just getting them in the, getting them in roulettes or just waiting the 24 hours to, or not 24 hours, but what, 12 hours to get them refilled. It's like the scouting mission points or coins in, MEA2. Same kind of situation.
Yeah. Yep.
Unfortunately.
All right, we have a handful of emails from the field, if you want to kick that off.
I certainly do. Agent Chief wrote in, said, "Well, boys, I was able to recruit both Red She-Hulk and Winter Soldier this morning. I've had pretty good luck with lockboxes, getting few dupes until the final cover. Had to fill up the bar before getting him, but now he's mine. I also noticed, that I'm getting way more group boss fights than I have in the past few times, which is good because I was nearly out of silver thanks to leveling a bunch of heroes. Speaking of the group boss, why does anyone think that Fixer is not a viable option? I can get about 60% damage on my own group boss by running through the GPR setup with his explosives and then hitting him with the red one again. Elsa works pretty well since her attacks are magic, and I put the Hex AISO on her level 1 and level 6 attacks, giving Zax some extra damage with feedback. The key I found is the new Infiltrator suit from PvP with the Dark Energy Blade and one of the interrupting AISOs. That'll get you extra turns for your agent, plus protect you from radiation. Anyway, here's to hoping that the new PvP or Chapter 10 or Dare I Dream both drop this week. Signed, Agent Chief."
Well, you got one. You got one. You got your PvP agent.
That's right. So. Yep. I've got to try the Infiltrator suit. I haven't changed suits in a while, and I need to throw that on my agent.
Zax keeps going back and forth. At first, he was like a powder puff. Then he was a train coming at you at hyperspeed. Then there's some mix. What I found for me is I changed my suit to be the opposite class of whatever Zax is. That seemed to help out today when I was going through. I'm noticing a lot more boss fights as well.
And the, okay, so I took Fixer out for the first time Zax launched, and he didn't do much. And I read that Zax was immune or resistant to a lot of debuffs, blah, blah, blah. Since then, I've talked to a few people. Prime909, I believe, is who he is in the chat room right now. But Brian, he showed me a few ways to do a setup, and I'm taking Enchantress and Fixer in every battle. And I'm taking my agent, and I took the breaching kit pistol, the multifunction breaching kit pistol, because every once in a while, Fixer will get all the setups, and then Zax somehow takes him out, and I can still set off the mines. The mines are physically there. You just can't set them off without Fixer unless you have the breaching kit or the new detonator rifle.
Detonating rifle, right? Yep.
Another thing Brian told me about was taking the damage amplifier. And if you wait to watch your timing and use the damage amplifier on Zax right after you put the last red mine on, but before you set them off, then, I mean, you can really maximize your damage for sure.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And every once in a while, when I say no apparent reasons, because I can't parse the reasoning behind it, but I'll get a pattern and it's going. And then every once in a while, I start jumping in, and all of a sudden, Zax is killing everybody really, really quickly. And like, okay, not sure why that happened, but sure. But it's a 5% Zax. I'm like, all right, as long as I get my lot boxes, whatever. You know,
move right. On. Right.
If it's over 50%, I'm like, no, reset. I want to try that battle again. So just to get the silver. But that's cool. So that's, you're right. Fixer is a very good group boss killer if you do it right.
Cool. So, I'll have to try him out.
Agent Super Stewie writes in, all heroes. Chapter 1, 5-star. Chapter 2, mastered. All Ian AISOs I want are mine. 40. You know, shut up. I don't even want to read the rest of this thing. 40 heroes at level 15. Do I hereby declare myself Agent Super Stewie, the Super Spartan? You're going to be Agent Super Stewie. Get the hell out, Spartan. No, you're good, man. You're good. Good on you. Thanks for keeping the show rolling even without our friend Paul. Even though he still appears at breaking the panel, his soapbox filled a need. So they're missing your rants, Paul. Although, I don't know why I address Paul. He don't listen to this show. He doesn't even play the game.
That's right.
Exactly. We'll have to tell him when I see him on Breaking the Panels. Like, you've been missed, sir.
Right.
So, and Agent Super Stewie, I give you grief, but yeah, congratulations, man. You did well on this stuff.
Yes. Yes. Good job on your super Spartan stardom.
Yes.
Is that? All right. Agent Sketches wrote in. The Agent of Sketches is back. So you might remember my last email where I was talking about how Wolverine has become a bit of a disappointment. Well, thanks to a very good friend of mine and maybe yours in the near future, he has come with the perfect strategy and team up for Logan. Now, this hero has had a lot of time to see the past and his mistakes. So he's come here to fix that. Of course, I'm talking about the best double of a hero, Scarlet. Forgot we can't talk about that one. His name is Miguel O'Hara from the year 2099. And let me be the first to say that his team up has so much going for him. And the synergy is so basic, even a newbie couldn't mess it up. I have the full setup for both of them down below. So make sure you guys share it on your Facebook page, your website, and everywhere else. Oh, and my friend says you shouldn't expect those noisy audio cuts anymore. The last one had a bit of a malfunction. Signed, Agent Sketches. So, You know, Scarlet Spider is not Miguel O'Hara.
I don't know. It's Miguel something, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's me. No, Scarlet Spider is Ben Reilly.
No, not Scarlet Spider, 29.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I think he was trolling you a little bit about
He was Scarlet trolling Spider, me a little yeah. bit. But so Wolverine and Scarlet Spider. I mean, sorry, that's Spider-Man 2099. They got me doing it.
Yeah.
So they have good synergy together. And if you look on our website on the Facebook page, we're going to have a link to where you can read all about their synergy and how they work together.
Yeah, so, actually, I'll probably just copy and paste it so you can read it right there, make it easy for you. And of course, if you are a part of the newsletter, we have a newsletter on our website that basically just covers all the from the fields, whether we read them or maybe we didn't get to read them. They go into the newsletter. It gets delivered to your inbox every Saturday that there's new material. Sometimes I forget to post the stuff, and if I don't post new articles, it won't send the newsletter out. But you will have and you can get the backlog on thehelicarrier.com and click on From the Field, and it'll take you to the page with every, from since about show 80, every email we've ever gotten is there. So you can also scroll through it at your leisure.
Agent Bradell writes, "Greetings, agents. By now, I'm sure several of you have unlocked the Winter Soldier and are getting used to his various moves." For you know, Howard the Duck was this for me. Apparently, this is yours. This is your rubbing the salt in the wound. You know, they're like, "Oh, you didn't get a bomb." Rub, 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 rub.
Yeah.
Right. So, okay, various moves on. From joining in on ally attacks, countering when enemies attack, or shanking people to death with his trusty K-bar. But let's just face it. If you have him, you're probably enjoying blowing the crap out of his enemies with mines. I know I am. There have been several reports of Bucky's explosive doing ludicrous damage to the group boss, as well as conflicting reports of his effectiveness, or lack thereof, with Fixer, which diffused some of my initial excitement for this character. However, after testing him out with Spec Ops team-ups, I'm very encouraged by what Bucky can do, and I think that his mines could do a good job of shaking up the meta in PvP. By themselves, Bucky's mines suffer from the same slow build-up time as Fixer. However, this can be easily overcome with the right teammate or equipment, while weapons like breaching pistol and detonation rifle from the Spec Ops will let the agent trigger Bucky's mines. The important thing is to keep in mind that they can also be triggered by magnetized, which I'm breaking here real quick, which I was told to use the solar storm because you know, you put magnetized on everybody and it blows them up. So there's that. There's also magnetizing characters. Let's see what Bradell has to say. You might be tempted to pair Bucky with Magneto, who magnetizes everybody, or Rescue, who magnetizes attackers. But to avoid premature detonation, try pairing Bucky up with either Victor Mancha or the Amazing Spider-Girl. They each have an area move that applies magnetize and can be activated when you want, ensuring that the bombs go off at the proper time when they're fully set up. If you don't have these characters, the agent can also step up to the plate with the Solar Storm to accomplish the same thing. Finally, there's the Obsolescent AISO, which applies magnetize to the metal targets as part of downgrade ability. This opens the door for a number of characters with the tech attack to step in as triggermen, and also lets the agent get some more use out of the Hadron Collider's cosmic singularity function. Hopefully these tips will let you get some bang for your Bucky. That's all for this week. Just be sure to watch your step out there.
Nice.
So yeah, lots of great ways to play with him. And, you know, I'm doing a show, so I can't focus on training him. So thanks for that. And it hasn't got him yet. So thanks for that. But no, I am very, I got to say, you know, Prime 909 keeps saying, you know, he's, because I called him this. He goes, I'm Charles McFall's drug dealer. Because he kept, after he recruited Bucky, he kept sending me screenshots of what Bucky can do on the different levels as he leveled him up. And, mm-hmm. and I shared one of those with you today where he took out the agent for one over a million damage on the agent when he set off the bombs. So that's why he keeps saying he's my drug dealer, because he's like, congratulations on getting Winter Soldier. He's listening live, of course. And I was like, yeah, you're my drug dealer. You kept sending me the pictures and got me hooked, and I just had to get out there. Now I want to focus on training him. So I think so far, all reports of people who've gotten him have been very, very exciting.
Really? Good. Okay, cool.
So very now cool. It's time. I'm going to let you read through this so you can discern on the time frame on this. But we've got an insight to Disney and group bosses.
Yes. Now, Agent Bernie Time wrote in a very long email where he outlined a discussion with Disney. And the first email basically, well, I'll give his introduction. Hello, thought you might be interested in this email exchange I just had with Disney regarding group boss spawns. If you want to use this on your show, that's fine. You'll need to edit this down to more manageable sound bites. So his first email to them saying that, he, on his first day of Spec Ops, he had a lot of group bosses. Second round, quite a few less. And third round, even less. And then fourth round, none. He filed a trouble ticket last Spec Ops when he was hardly getting any spawns and thought because of his best day ever, that might be something was fixed on Disney's side of things. Disney's response, and I'll read this verbatim, I can definitely understand your concerns regarding the group boss spawn rates, as this is something that is often reported to us by players, but it's important to keep in mind that the spawn rate of the group boss will not be consistent between spec ops, as there are various factors that can contribute to this. The amount of progress you and your allies make in the spec ops will affect when the group boss spawns, so if your allies have not reached a certain point, you'll not see invites from them for the group boss. It's also important to keep in mind that your allies can only invite 10 friends to help them defeat a group boss, and as most players hold upwards of 40 or more allies, it's always possible that you were not selected to defeat your allies' group boss.
Disney said your friends don't like you.
Right. If you know that an ally has sent you a group boss invitation, but you don't see it in game, it's possible that your allies did invite you, but defeated the group boss before you had a chance to attack them. So this may be why you don't see that invitation. His response, had this not been an ongoing issue in the past, I'd probably let it slide. It's also incorrect to say that you can only invite 10 friends when most of us use the option of selecting all the players on our Marvel friends list instead of handpicking 10 winners. I can also verify many among my peers that know to not collect their group boss rewards for a day or two, which allows more people the opportunity to earn boxes, assuming your systems are working correctly, which never seems to be the case. If this is a common complaint among players, then perhaps feedback to the designers should be that this is a problem that needs to be addressed. Not that I expect much because your track record with fixing PvP hasn't been good at all. But in regards to this conversation, PvP, it's a separate issue. From Disney. While I can understand your frustration on this, our dev team has been looking into this due to the amount of reports we've received, and they've confirmed with our team that there's no unnatural occurrences here with the reports we've received, and there's nothing to suggest that a technical issue exists with the spawn rates of the group boss at present. In regards to the send all, I get that it can seem confusing when sending your invites, but when you use this feature, it doesn't mean that it'll send invites to all your friends, but rather that it will send all invites, the max number of 10, to random allies from this list. The wording is confusing with this, but this is how this feature has always functioned, and you do not receive any more than 10 invites per group boss. So, FYI, I mean, this is me interrupting the email to say this is something you guys need to know, apparently, because it does not do more than 10. It does 10 random people.
No.
It's also important to note that if you or your ally's group boss dies, that the boss will disappear for all players. So waiting to collect your group boss reward has absolutely no effect on you obtaining more lockboxes.
Wait, what?
Yes. So in other words, killing, and I don't know how much I believe this. Because
I don't think that's right.
I don't think that's right either, but this is what the Disney person said.
I believe you are wrong, Adam.
Has absolutely no effect on you obtaining more lockboxes. Otherwise, this would be heavily exploitable by all players.
But it is, because I could tell you how many times you've gotten a 5% boss or three, you know, it's not like they get left at 5%. That's a very consistent number of when a boss dies, you get the 5%. Because especially in this group boss round, especially with people who know how to play Fixer, I've killed many of Zach's since I learned how to use Fixer correctly. And I know he's not dead. That's weird.
I think it's incorrect, but yeah. Again, I'm reading the email from Disney, Charles. So settle down.
I'm sorry.
All right. So, as mentioned previously, we passed on stuff, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Thanks again, Disney. I appreciate the informed response. It's also, and then they quote the whole waiting to collect your group boss reward thing that they said. I'm not certain this is entirely true, as I know players that can kill group bosses from 100% the first time around. So if true, instead of being exploitable, it makes a potential scarcity that puts many players at a disadvantage. Also, responding to the send all for your Marvel list, I agree the way it's written now would imply that everyone gets a group boss spawn from a send all. The description really should be clarified. What bothers me too is that for those people that use the select all feature when choosing a group boss spawn, I'm sure each of us has a lot of inactive players on the list who are now getting random group boss spawns that could have been utilized by people that are actually playing MAA. And that's where the email ends. So hint number one, don't just do the recommended friends list unless you periodically go through and see who's not playing MAA anymore and clear them out, which I probably should do as well. Like, really, the only people that I think it's only people who are in your list of 50 allies across the bottom are going to get it anyway. So if you correlate that list and see who's in there, is that right?
No, that can't be right, because if you handpick your Marvel friends, I have way more than 50 friends. I will only see the 50 on the bottom for my allies. So you can only get the ones who are on your bar, but you can give to everybody on your list.
Right. Okay.
Because I've had many a friend who are truly filthy casuals who are like level 100 and they don't play, and they'll write me every once like, hey, can you help me kill my group boss? I'm like, I can't. You're not on my bar. However, here's a group boss for you. And they'll get my group boss that I send to them. So they'll get some silver and boxes or whatever. But however, I cannot help them kill theirs because they're so far off my bar. It's not even funny.
Right. Yeah. And Pride in the, Pride 909 in the chat room says there needs to be a way to know your allies' activity so you can remove them. The only thing you can do, and this is not 100% effective, but you can see who's doing PvP. Chances are if you've got, level 300 players in your ally bar, they're going to be doing PvP to get the current character and get the current items. Maybe not necessarily in the pre-VPs, but almost certainly in the regular PvPs. So you can look through that list and see who's actually got the little icon that shows that they've been doing PvP.
Yeah.
It's not a guarantee because, there've been people who've complained and said, yeah, I'll play the rest of the game, but I'm never doing PvP. So that's something to, it's not... Right. It's not 100% guaranteed.
Something that Poker Prof also says is I usually go through my allies after a spec ops and see if they've earned it or the hero from the last spec ops.
Oh, yeah.
If they're missing out on at least the last two spec ops heroes, I kick them. And then I guess he takes them off his bar too.
Yeah. So, I'm not going to go around and say, yeah, kick everybody who's not doing PvP because there are players out there who don't do PvP. So, but that's probably a good combo, like to do the what Pokey Prof describes as well and say, all right, if they're not doing spec ops, they're not doing PvP, chances are they're not in the game anymore. And there you go.
I guess I should do that because active friends are good.
Yes.
Now,
if you're in the agents only lounge, you've got an easy way to see if somebody's still active game, right? You can always just go in the agents only lounge and see if they're in there, see if they're participating, see if they're part of this. And that makes it a lot easier on you. So, I've gotten to the point where I've only got all the three level 300 allies have stripped out everybody else. So, it's easy for me to see, super Spartans who are doing, spec ops. MA Clairvoyant says no PvP, no latest spec ops hero. I asked the agent. That's probably good too. Just say, hey, you still playing? Still want stuff? That's a good way to do it too.
If you want to be nice about it, sure.
But that probably is a good place to wrap.
Yep.
This is a good discussion for the Agents Only Lounge. Let us know what your thoughts are and how you deal with that situation. And now that I think we're going to need to reinstitute the Agents Only Lounge comments for people who still need group bosses. So make sure we should make sure we have a pinned post saying if you still need group boss, then post here.
Yeah. And
I do.
Yes, you do. Yes, Pride 909 says yes. Do you have to be a patron to go to Agents Only Lounge? You do. Patreon, Patreon, patreon.com/ From the Helicarrier. A pledge of support will get you into the lounge and it'll change your game forever.
It will. We'll
love
support.
You. It'll be very helpful to what we're doing here.
And you'd be surprised how inexpensive it is. So don't assume that it's very expensive to get into the Agents Only Lounge. Just visit patreon.com/from the Helicarrier and you'll get all that information.
Yep, and we love you long time. Here comes the water.
Agents, listen up. Music from the Helicarrier provided by The Beginning at Last. Subscribe to Twitch TV to see us whenever we're live. Give us a review, rate us, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Find more of Epic Boss McFall on House of the Bear at Facebook and the Success Freaks podcast. And more of Agent Ibbitt on the Coverville podcast. And Agent Klotz just hanging out all over the Helicarrier website. Agents, your primary point of contact is via email at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. And find everything else you need, from tips and strategy on the game to full archive episodes on the helicarrier.com website. Agents, this has been another proud podcast from the Helicarrier Podcast Network.
And with that, for 10 of your allies at least, the boss has fled.